of you are used to this just because you've been here for many years, but others of you, this may be your first or second one. We just like at the end of the year to take about 10 minutes out of our service and just let you know what's going on at the Journey. And specifically, the three pastors have been talking about just a lot of stuff about what we're doing, what we're looking forward in 2020, and also just kind of let you know what our budget is and kind of where we're going financially into 2020. So this is the fun time I get where I get to talk, and then Jackie and Ryan get to awkwardly stand up here. So Jackie and Ryan, yes, all right. So we did this like 3 years ago. We took a vote because we used to always just like do this. Jackie would do a part, and Ryan would do a part, and I'd do a part. And we were like, oh, that's a pain. And they said, Michael, you just do it all, but we'll stand there. So they're going to stand here. And the reason we're doing it this way is because we do want you to know this is actually all three of us put this together, but I get to be the speaker of this. Guests, if you're here for the first time, maybe just a few times, just so you know, you just happen to stumble in here on the one day per year we do this. But this will only take about 10 minutes. I actually think it's kind of a cool way for you to get to know what we do. There's also a handout on that floor in front of you. I'll have you grab that just in a little bit, and you kind of look at some things that you can take home and think about. So first and foremost, we'd like to just tell you what's gone on in 2019. I won't go in depth on all these because we talk about these, but you'll notice Dive. We saved over almost 60,000 pounds just in 2019. It is growing exponentially, the amount of food we are saving. We have expanded to 6 days. If you don't know anything about Dive, it is just a cool thing that is one of those like under the radar things at the Journey that we don't talk that much about, just is always happening. 6 days a week, we are saving food that would be thrown into a dumpster, and we go dumpster diving for it, but before it goes there, we get it and we take it to people in need. You'll notice second one's the food bank. We partner with Growing Home and we have people there pretty much every week bringing food and helping feed people. Like I said, we have sevens 2 nights a week, and we would like to get that to a third night where we serve the homeless a meal. Other things we do that you can see up there, we provided diapers, formula, clothing, food to people in need. We're right in the midst of our Christmas drive. This is the most gifts we've ever done. We had 150 gifts this year with 5 families. We have an awesome Journey Kids ministry, great teachers and helpers and great kids. You saw one of them up here, really great kids. We continue to offer 2 church services every Sunday to include more people. And then a couple things that kind of go on that you may know a little bit about, but just a reminder, we have 5 care minister teams raising up leaders at the Journey. We just opened up a new care minister team. We're going to give a little more information about that in the weeks ahead. But Karen Stonecipher is going to be leading a group starting in January. And so if you are interested in being in a group with Karen, which I have my own group, but I would be interested in being in a group with Karen. So I would encourage you to do that. Again, that's going to start in January. It's going to be on a Tuesday night. I don't know if it's first or second week, but we'll figure that out as we go forward. But you can kind of talk. We'll talk to you more about that. So then the last thing is just open table groups, something we kind of always remind people that if you're interested in starting one or being a part of one, those are always available. So in saying all of that, when we talk about our budget in 2020 and all these kind of things, we don't ask people necessarily to give to spaces or to things or even to people. We're asking our church to give to our values. And our values are the things that kind of define what we are. And so you've seen these many times if you've been at the Journey, together, holy, and compassion. But this really defines what we do. Together is just a reminder that anyone who wants to come to the Journey, not only can they come to the Journey, but they're welcomed at the Journey. This is an accepting place of all people, and we want people to know that this is a place they can belong. So also, holiness, we want to connect with God. We are not just a group of people hanging out together. We're actually a group of people pursuing our faith. And then finally, we take our faith, and instead of using that faith to make ourselves feel better about ourselves, we actually want to go out into the world, and we want to do compassion and serve others. These values are extremely meaningful and impacting, not only to us here, but to a lot of people in the communities around us, and hopefully to people in your own life and your own families and your neighborhoods and your workplaces. And so we're encouraging the same 3 things financially. We kind of went over this the last few weeks, Jackie and Ryan and I. We decided we were really going to encourage the exact same things we encouraged in 2019 for 2020. The first one is just a reminder of giving consistently. We need regular giving from people financially. You can kind of see the amount of givers versus giving numbers. So the budget in 2019, you'll notice there's 17,500. The first 7 months of last year, we brought in 16,629, and we had about 60 givers a month. But these last 4 months, we kind of came to you and we said, hey, we really need some help. We went to almost $18,000 a month, and we averaged 63 givers a month. And so you'll notice overall, we ended up coming in at about $17,164 a month through 11 months. We just want you to notice there's just a bit of inconsistency, and we really need some help to kind of consistently make this stuff, again, make it work, but also make it feel like it is flowing month to month. The second one is to give cheerfully. This is a verse I used last year. I'm going to use it again because it's a very important verse for me personally. This is Paul writing to the church about giving financially. He says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly, nor under compulsion. But God loves a cheerful giver. And I should have underlined that, a cheerful giver. God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And I say this because I have seen this principle of sowing and reaping financially in terms of doing good things throughout my life. And the journey is just a great way to sow good things. Financially, as you sow good things here, I think we reap good things by seeing all sorts of good stuff happening all around us, not only in our own personal life, but again, in the church and in the community around us. And so we really want you to give with joy, to give with cheer, that it's hopeful. And then finally, this is like real simple, real practical, give more. We're just gonna need some more. Yep, make it easy. We'll show you why. In November, we had $18,840 given with 65 givers, which is like a fantastic November. We never had a November like that. But I asked our financial secretary to break down some numbers from November. And this is kind of what she did. She gave me a few different numbers, but here's one. We had 10 givers give almost $11,000, which is great. Thank you for those 10 givers. That's pretty fantastic. But then the next 55 givers, it was $8,902. And so I just got to put this some math to this. If those same 55 givers, on average per month, just gave $18 more per month, we would hit our budget for 2020. Just 18 bucks more per month, just those 55 givers. So we're not talking like tons of money. Just if everybody would say, okay, I can help out a bit or a bit more. And I know that this looks like too heavy a burden on too few of people, and that's because it is. Like a church long term, we need to kind of spread things out a little bit more. So if you gave nothing in 2019, I would encourage you, maybe consider starting giving just something this year, something. Or maybe you gave 20 bucks, go up to 30, or if you gave 50, go up to 75, or you gave 300, go up to 400. It's not about some number we're telling you to hit, just more maybe think about how to give again, give a little bit more as you give cheerfully. The way I like to think of this when I tell people about, you know, every once in a while people ask us about the finances, and I just tell people, how has the journey affected you? Has this been a place that has been positive for you in your life? If the answer is yes to that, then you might be asking who else needs that? Because we are blessed to be a blessing. Our goal is not only to get that blessing for ourselves, but again, to have the financial means to do that for other people. So the hard numbers for next year is the 2020 budget. There's a few increased costs that we need to talk about and why our budget actually is going up a little bit more this year. We're spending a little bit more in stipends and insurance, but actually our rent is increasing pretty significantly in 2020. And it's the biggest increase by far. We have a great relationship with the college. Our rent has not gone up in 4 years. Like they literally have not increased our rent for 4 years, which is awesome. And so it's been able to keep the costs low. It's been great. But this year, they did a little accounting of the books and someone way high up went, that's all they're giving in rent. So we are being increased, but they're gonna do it slowly over the next few years, which is very nice of them, and the relationship continues well. But this year the rent is going up quite a bit. And so the budget usually the last few years has only increased by about 2 to 2.5%. This year it's going up by 6%. And that is us cutting costs in some other areas. So we're really trying to keep things down. The reality is We probably more or closer needing 19,000 next year, but 18,500, I think we can make things work. We want to do more good in 2020 and beyond, but as you can see, we really need your help. We're bringing in about a little over 17,000 this year, and we're hopping it up quite a bit for 2020. So as I always say, I bet on the journey. Like, that's my deal in life. I just bet on the journey, and the journey always seems to pay out. And I don't just mean that financially. I mean that just in terms of doing things that are good and wanting to see good things happen. So I think about the journey being primed for good things. We talked about three things, Jackie and Ryan and I, just this last Monday night. We just have great leadership all over the place. There are a lot of good, healthy leaders. We also have a lot of great people, and we just like the energy of this place. And so we're pretty excited about going into 2020. So the last thing that I want to say to you is, if you do grab that handout, it looks just like this. It's on right in front of you. So you can do a little calisthenics. You can go down and grab that on the floor in front of you. And there are six things on there. I'm going to also put them up here, but I'd love for you to please take this home and think about some of the things that it says on it. So you'll see at the very top of that, it has a giving graph for 2015 to 2020. I always like just the idea that people go and I just hear, oh, my back, or something like that, you know, like a bunch of people. 2015, you'll notice that we've kind of, you know, going each year by year, we've gone up, you know, marginally here and there, and then there's been some years where we've had some pretty good increases. And you will see again in 2019 to 2020, that increase is quite significant. Again, through 11 months, we're at 17,164. I will add though, we need $21,200 in December to hit our budget. We know we can do this because the last 3 years, we were over that. We got a little bit more than that amount. So December is always a fantastic year. People are extremely generous in December. So thank you for that every other year. And we're really hopeful that we can finish up. We can come back to you on January 5th and go, hey, we hit budget. So that would be really cool. So some things to consider for 2020 as we go forward. We just kind of remind you of these things. Number one, I always like to say that money matters to God. Money's not something that's on the side. It's actually extremely significant. It's very significant for families. It's very significant for the companies you work for. It's also significant for God. It's a big deal. I like to point out that 16 of the 38 parables of Jesus are about money. God knows that money is a deal, and it impacts a lot of our lives. And so we like to again remind you, we're blessed to be a blessing, to be generous people. The second one is our goal is to, we always want to increase our budget, and the goal is always to seize opportunities. We just want to do this every year. There's always opportunities to do more good things. And so more money equals more helpers. We had 62 givers per month is what we're thinking in 2019 is what we're going to end up being about, a little close to that. But we're going to need probably 70 givers per month in 2020. To meet our budget, just so you kind of understand. So we need a really good first quarter, January, February, and March. We did okay last year, but if you can help, we would really appreciate it. Also, number three, your contribution matters. We're a church family. Everybody takes ownership here. And what that means is there's gonna be some people who are able to give more and some people are able to give just a little bit. It doesn't matter. It's not so much about that as it is everybody taking ownership of this place. And we find over the years that people take ownership when they care financially about it. And so we would ask you, take more ownership of this church. And then options to give, we put these out quite a bit. So you've seen these and you can kind of remind yourself of these. You can do online banking and just send checks. There's our address. We also have automatic withdrawal cards that are always on the silver table in the back. And then obviously PayPal, we have a donate link on the bottom of all our emails and on the website under Get Involved. And then a couple other things is just maybe consider giving every week or month to the journey and make it a sacred practice. I know for me, I'm weird like this. I actually write a check every month because it actually is a sacred practice for me, and I make it that because I don't just want it to be just a financial thing. And so I know that for the pastors, we all do this. I've told you many times that my wife and I, over the years, we built up to giving 10% of our income to the journey. It's like a really big deal for us. It's really meaningful for us. And again, a sacred practice. And I tell you that not so that you all need to give 10% right now or anything like that, but just to say, like, we're doing this too. Like, it's a big deal that it matters to us because we want to take ownership of what goes on here. And then finally, we just need everyone to help. The example I gave earlier, if everyone gave that $18 more per month, we would actually easily hit our budget in 2020. So this isn't, you know, if everybody just does their part, or if you can just do a little bit more in 2020 as you're putting your personal budget together, we would really appreciate it. And then there's some ideas there on how to help. Finally, the last thing is on the back. We give this most years just as kind of a way. Sometimes people go, well, where do I start? This is just a number that my wife and I actually started with a whole long time ago. And so I've always just kind of used this. It's just a place to say, hey, what would it look like if, you know, just mathematically, if I wanted to say give some money to the journey and wanted to just start with a percent. Here's a way to do that. We always do this kind of 3% thing. If you started lower than that, that's fine. If you started higher than that, that's fine. If some of you last year did the 3%, and maybe this would be a year you go, okay, let's see what would happen if we went to 4% and we could help out just a little bit more. So these are, again, just some things for you guys to take home. Last thing I want to say before I go is we all kind of know all the numbers on this and all the thoughts on this. You can ask any of the three of us questions about the things that are here. Ryan and Jackie will now wave to you so you know that you can ask them questions. There it is, yes. All right, and not just today. You can ask us anytime throughout the year. We really want to try to be an open book to let you know what's going on. That's what we're trying to do today, because it does take money to function as a church. So, all right, let's continue, and I'm going to pray for us. God, thank you so much for just the opportunity. I look at it as an opportunity to talk about money. I don't see this as something to be bashful about or something to even have anxiety about, but instead, God, to be able to realize that there is something way bigger going on in this world. And God, that is you, and that is what you are doing. And so, God, I know for even just me, I give money to all sorts of things that entertain me, things that clothe me and house me, and all things that just, you know, I find important. But God, there are these other things that I also want to give money to, and I think we do as a church, things that also are outside of ourselves, that actually benefit the world in some way. And so God, I think what we do here at The Journey truly benefits not just us as a church, but the world around us. And so I thank you for all of the people who've given in 2019. And God, I do put it to you and put it to us as a church, God, that we give generously in 2020. Thank you for loving us. It's in your name, Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.